It is 93.7 WEEI. Oh, Motorhead's just the best. I got to see him before he died. I got to see Motorhead before Lemmy died, and wow. I can... That's where
brag, bro.
That is. I will brag all day about that one.
That is a legit brag.
I went to his grave.
Oh, gee.
You went to his grave?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Dude, how awesome was that? That's out in L.A., I take it, right? Yep.
What's wrong with you guys? How awesome was that?
That's cool, man. It's like he's a metal guy.
Yes.
Is there any legend you would go to the grave for, Ted?
No.
Nobody ever?
No.
Bill Belichick.
Yeah. You'll do something untoward there.
Yeah. It'll be a little more wet than it was beforehand.
Ding, ding, ding.
I went to Dimebag's grave, so I've done it too.
Okay. Well, see, I don't know if I would go to anyone's grave. I probably wouldn't, but that's cool. That, I mean, you know, listen, he's, you know, it's Ozzy and then it's Lemmy. And that's really, and then everyone else is way below it when it comes to metal.
Really?
Yeah. But Ozzy's number one. Lemmy's right underneath him, and then it's like a huge drop.
What about Ronnie James Dio?
No.
I was at that grave as well.
Thank but you very much.
Well,
I'm into like the macabre stuff, one. I'm a horror guy. But two, no, it's that famous Hollywood cemetery. So like everybody, Johnny Ramone's there, Chris Cornell, everybody.
Gotcha. Oh, all right. So you just do one sweep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Ronnie James Dio's got like a little plaque at the Dana-Farber, because I think he got treated there. So I remember one day, it's like this wall that has a bunch of people's names. And it was like, so-and-so, 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 Ronnie James Dio.
Whoa!
Sure enough. Yeah, but I guess, yeah, he got a lot of help.
There's a town in New York that has, like, streets in, like, squares named after him, because that's where he was born. It's Cortland, New York.
I thought he was a New Hampshire guy.
He is a New Hampshire guy.
He grew up in New Hampshire, but he was born in Cortland.
Okay. Right? You know, you never see Ronnie James Dio and Carla from Cheers in the same place at the same time.
Just a shot.
they're kind of... I think he was married to Danny DeVito at one point. All right. It is Rich, Ken, and Ted, and we have a gentleman with us, fresh back from Scotland, and he is also right now letting the world know that he is a huge fan of Wilson Contreras' Bowser Bat. It is their own Rob Bradford. He is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. Mr. Bradford, how does it feel wearing pants for the first time in a while?
Who said I'm wearing pants? I mean, don't assume anything. By the way, McFarland to you all, and Lemmy's memory will always be carried on by every radio appearance I have and every air guitar competition in the history of the world. So, yes.
Excellent, excellent. But real quick, how was Scotland? I mean, they ever since they came here, they were very wise in that there are ads all over Boston that are like, you visited us and now come, you know, we visited you, come visit us. And I want to go now after the experience that we had there.
You should go, man. Like, you should. It's awesome. It's great. It's like, surprise, surprise, the people who came over to Boston are the same people, same friendly people, same drunk people, everything. And my two sons went out clubbing out in Edinburgh, and they texted me at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and one of the highlights of my life was when they sent me a picture of someone at the pub they're at. They said they like the Baseballs and Boring podcast.
Very nice.
Yeah, I mean, so we're all, it's the two cities combined. And I was just talking with somebody in Kansas City, and you talk to all these other people, not to get a off track, but it is, we should remember this summer of like, oh my goodness, this was the summer that other people came to our place and remembered that you could put a smile on people's faces. And that's what I'm doing right now, by the way. Here's a perfect segue. I'm sitting at Citizens Bank Park, an empty Citizens Bank Park, overlooking the field, the All-Star Game, great game of baseball, yay baseball.
All right, before we get to, you know, last night's home run derby and some of the comments that were made by Wilson Contreras and the All-Star Game, just your take on what this Red Sox team has done over the last couple of weeks, where now somehow they are sitting a half game out of the playoffs.
Yeah, good for them. You know, good for them. I mean, they took care of business that you went into after you swept the Yankees and you had a couple losses. You had a little bit of bump in the road with the Nationals. But we knew that this schedule was coming up. We knew that you had the Angels, the White Sox, and the Mets. And the White Sox were the one team, you're like, oh, maybe you might have some trouble. But these other two teams stunk. That's not taking anything away from the Red Sox. They figured out a ton. They pitched the crap out of it. I mean, unbelievable. But we have to also take a step back. Why the fact is that they are firmly in the playoff race. The fact is they should be a buyer. They should not be a seller. But we also should understand that the narrative and how this team is defined isn't cemented, because you have a tough road coming up here, starting with four games against the Rays. You have to prove that you can hit. I love a good punt. Everybody loves a good punt. But ultimately, you're going to have to do more than that. You aren't going to be able to pitch like you did. So, in synopsis, yeah, good for you, Red Sox, but you have a lot to prove.
Now, Bratho, yesterday, I got a text from Will Fleming, the Wilcano, and Arcan chastised me for even repeating this, because he said he doesn't want to hear it. He doesn't want to hear this on the air. He wants action. He does not want reports about things that may happen. However, I said it already yesterday, so I'll say it again to you. Will says the Red Sox are trying to swing big. Can you confirm or deny?
No, I can't. No, I can't confirm. I would like to deny, but I would definitely not confirm. And you know, I believe that, you know, Will has talked to a lot of people, and maybe they've talked about swinging big and whatever it is. But you have to prove it. Like, this is, we went through this last year, and really we went through it the year before. You know, they just picked up this guy Jamai Jones, who was a DFA from the Detroit Tigers. And this is sort of what they have done, which is we have our cavalcade of analytical guys, our guys in the office who say, we see this in that guy, and we're going to fix him, and he's going to be part of the solution. And they've hit it on a lot of guys. But you can't say that is the solution. You can't say, if we want to define ourselves in the American League, that we're just going to keep picking up these guys and even ride the guys who have been called up. But to come back to what you said, Ken, is that they have to prove it. Last year at the trade deadline, Craig Breslow definitively said, our sole priority is to get a pitcher to pitch in the playoffs, that level of pitching. And they ended up with Dustin May. So if you go in and you say that is our sole purpose and you don't achieve it, then you've lost benefit of the doubt. So and Arcan's instincts are keen.
First time that's been said.
Yeah. Well, his friend is never been hotter. It's all well and good, but we've heard this way too many times.
Hey, Bratho, do you think there's been a clear and defined kind of psychological shift in their methodologies when it comes to playing small ball? I mean, they're hitting sack flies. They're bunting. Every single game here, it feels like the last seven games. What do you think that? There's a clear shift in how they approach, games at the plate than before when things were going bad.
Yeah, Ted. You know, I think that they have understood that they have to play that way a little bit, but they weren't able to play that way. And I'll juxtapose it against the Rays. The Rays have had this team where you have all these pieces fit just perfectly, where you actually play small ball. You're bunting all over the place, and that started on opening day and hasn't stopped. Well, the Red Sox, when they've tried it earlier this year, it hadn't worked. Now they've actually had some success. They're executing it. So they're doing it better. So I think that they understand that this has to be the way they play, because they aren't going to hit a ton of home runs. But it's one thing to say this is the way we're going to play and actually do it. They're just doing it now. And in large part because I think that some of these guys who have been called up can do it better, and Anthony Siegler can do it better. So, I think that it's all well and good now, but I'll come back to what the question Ken had. I still say, if you want to define yourself and you want to get to where you want to go, you're going to have to find what they got, the guy they got in 2021 in Kyle Schwarber.
All right. Well, Rob Bradford, when we get back, we're only going to be gone for 2 minutes. When we get back, we've got to ask you about what's happening with Roman Anthony. Because this is a head scratcher. It sure does sound like the way that some of the insiders are talking about it, that this is possibly punitive. And the explanation that Craig Breslow gave Greg Hill left a lot to be desired. So we will get your take on that. We'll be back with Rob Bradford. He is live at the All-Star game, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.